Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I'd like to put a resounding hell no as an answer to the question Jennifer is about to ask.
Signs you're way too polite.
See, I'm not too polite. Screw you. I don't want to listen to this crap.
Keeping in mind that this is, we're Canadian. This is an American, probably, written quiz.
Probably.
And we're Canadian, so we are polite to a fault, or so the world thinks.
We are, actually, I think.
Okay, so let's do a little quiz here.
All right.
So you are too polite, way too polite, if you've ever said that you were pleased with your haircut despite the inner sadness it is causing you.
I wish I could comment on that, but really, look at me.
Polly, have you ever had a haircut that you hated, but you said it was okay?
Maybe just a bit, but I've been going to the same hairdresser since I was three, she's pretty consistent.
That's the key, right? You got to find yourself a good mechanic, a good hairdresser, and a good spouse, and you got to try and stick with it. Don't break up with those people if you do like it.
It's a good thing I do have a good mechanic. I have a really good mechanic.
That is good. One out of three ain't bad.
Well, it's the only one I need.
Signs you're way too polite. You keep... this is more of a girl thing, probably, because... well, I guess guys do. Like keeping absolutely still when someone else walks in when you're in the toilet stall. Like you, girls, we become really quiet. Like we don't acknowledge each
guilty.
Other.
Guilty.
You do that too.
Yep.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Like say hi, hello. What do you like? Add them to Facebook? I don't know what you're supposed to do when somebody does that.
I had a very uncomfortable conversation with the boss not too long ago. Like the big boss, the jerk who runs this place,
okay,
boss.
Okay, yeah. Do tell.
I was washing my hands coming out of the washroom. He was coming in.
Yeah.
Decided this was the perfect time to engage in a far too long conversation for the environment.
Uh-huh.
And he kept inching closer and closer to the stall, and the conversation did not end until he was inside the stall. Door closed. And I what are you supposed to do? Walk out on the boss?
Well,
so I waited, and then finally I took my first opportunity to get the hell out of there.
Because it's different. That's different because you guys have urinals. So if you go into the bathroom stall as a man, that means you're going to poop, right?
Exactly.
So that's why that's uncomfortable because we don't have that problem. We go into the stall to pee or poop. So we don't. That's not like a thing for us.
Right.
I have a no talking in the bathroom policy, period.
I think that's an excellent policy, yeah. Polly.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
A policy?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I've always
funny.
Found
thank
it
you.
A little kind of, that's cute. We should do that. A poly C. I've always found it strange that like in our homes, the most, you know, place that we should be the most comfortable. We have a bathroom to ourselves, you know, to go have private time in. Yet in public places, we all have to pee and poop together. I don't understand. It's weird to me. Like, and it's it's not a comfortable place, is it? It's just not. It's not. Farwell, you've done this one. No, actually, here's a good story. Farwell, you are too polite if you've attempted to deal with a line jumper by staring fiercely at the back of their head.
No, I have not.
Well, remember that time we were at the museum and that woman jumped in front of us in line?
Yes.
And I was like, I'm going to say something. I'll let you go ahead if you want to, or I can I can verbally abuse her. Which one do you want?
I tried to be the peacemaker.
Yeah.
This might shock you. It did not work.
It did. I didn't tell her off. I didn't.
No, but you didn't let me just make the peace either.
What?
Because you didn't like the way I was making peace.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I thought you were very sweet and kind. And then she continued with her rudeness.
Right.
And then I told her that she was a bad example for children everywhere.
Right.
I don't think that's being polite.
No,
is it?
Not at all.
are a bad example. You are living your life incorrectly and your little children are watching you and they're probably going to grow up and go to prison because you're a jerk.
And a line jumper.
Title issues.
That's right.
It wasn't really that bad. Are you saying that I'm not too polite?
I didn't say that.
I failed
no.
this quiz.
Heaven forbid I say that.
No.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.